well, we're interested to see how we get on as well. I mean, we're under no illusions that, you know, the wheelchair Super League competition is the best wheelchair competition in the world. So we know we're stepping into something that's, you know, it's going to be, you know, a little bit special. What to expect from us? More of the same, I guess. You know, we'll just keep trying to improve, you know, find our feet and move on. I think from there, it's, you know, we're excited and interested to see how it all pans out for us. I mean, we joined the competition, the championship competition, 3 years ago, not knowing what to expect. Took us a while to win a game, should I say. That might be the case again, but that's not going to stop us trying.
Eyes wide open heading into this competition.
I think so.
You're coming up against some very good teams like Leeds and Wigan and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you know, that's right. You know, and for some people, they, you know, you literally find themselves playing against the heroes. I mean, that's, you know, that's that conversation. It's like, well, you know, now you're competing with them, and there's a mindset change in that. And we'll see where, you know, we'll see how we go. Skill set and conditioning as well, I think, will be a factor. Getting used to the extra intensity, and you know, it's exciting. It genuinely is.
What is, I mean, this is a question you ask of other teams who are not expected to win many games, perhaps. What is success? What would success be for Sheffield come the end of the season?
Success is measured, I guess, just on improvement. I say just, like it's nothing, but, you know, we want to keep getting better. You know, people's personal journeys as a team, as long as we're improving and we feel like we're moving in the right direction, we get to the end of the season, we'll be happy with that.
How's it been in terms of attracting players like in Super League? We see the women's team, there's two separate women's teams at Sheffield Eagles, the men's team, obviously, LDRL, you know, it's a one club mentality at Sheffield.
Absolutely.
How does the wheelchair team fit in?
I think you've hit the nail on the head in terms of what makes us special, I suppose, is, you know, that we've always gone with this one club hashtag. I would say that, you know, the club has been true to their word. You know, we feel very much a part of the wider club environment. You know, a lot to be said for the foundation as well in terms of the way they, you know, the way they handle that as well. So, you know, we certainly feel included, really part of the club, part of the community. It's exciting to have EIS as a venue, which is just down the road from the OLP, but they're running it with a men and women play. So there's the opportunity for people who want to come and watch wheelchair rugby league. They can come to us, and then they can go and watch the men and women afterwards. And that's, you know, so it's a nice triple header if you want.
It's a big sporting city, Sheffield, with the two football clubs, the Eagles, the Steelers, the basketball team. How can wheelchair rugby league fit into that and attract people from other sports to come and watch?
You know, I think it can. You know, it's a unique sport. It's something that's really attractive to watch. You know, I think we're playing a nice brand of it. So it's, you know, it's one of those come and see sort of things. You know, you're right, Sheffield's well placed for it. You know, we've been growing, obviously, player wise in terms of, you know, we've gone from one team to two to three. We could arguably field four. We have four teams at the fours this afternoon, so that's encouraging. So it's getting that message out there. You know, you've seen wheelchair rugby league. You go once, you're like, right, I want to come back to this, and that's we want to get that in front of as many people as we can.
It's not just Sheffield, but South Yorkshire, Derbyshire, the wider area attracting players.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's right. You know, and we're already doing that to some extent. You know, I think we're in a really good position to do that. It's you know, it's a little bit of new territory for wheelchair rugby league in general, you know, and so that's good for us.